Okay, so Anu, if you're present with us, you can begin as soon as you're ready.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anu Ojala from our university's Career Services, and me and my colleagues, Reija Häkkinen, say hello to everyone, Reija.
Hello to everyone.
And the Jari Penttilä, say hello, Jari.
Hello, everyone. For some reason, my video is not working at the moment.
So we will tell you a little bit about services and counseling guidance the Career Services offers for you students. And first, I will begin with a short general introduction discussion about career courses. Then Reija will talk about entrepreneurship courses. That's her specialty. And then Jari will talk about his expertise on CV workshops and student statistics and things like that. So I will share my screen and stop my video so we can start the agenda of the day. Okay, can you see this presentation? Could someone give me a sign or howl something? Yes.
Yes, we can see it. Thank you.
Perfect. So let's move on. Okay, first let's start with our mission. We aim to ensure that all of you students in our university have an opportunity to working life contacts at some point of your studies. And furthermore, we aim to give insight on the working life. We will provide you employment opportunities and supporting finding job. And in practice, this means that we keep contacting different industry experts. We arrange excursions to firms. We arrange expert lectures. We arrange internship placements. We help you with applying funding for your internship, for example, Erasmus internships, and of course, internships in Finland too. And we help you in finding employment opportunities. We give counseling guidance. We offer CV clinics where you can improve your CVs with the specialist. And or if you're interested in becoming an entrepreneur or want to train your entrepreneurial mindset, we give you courses and coaching for that too. And we are not the only ones providing the guidance and tutoring for your career aims and aspirations. We work together with the faculties in departments of our university. And we call this multiple career counseling and guidance. And why do we do this? Because we think that this is the most effective way to start discussing about career issues and career matters already in the very beginning of the studies, so that these things become a part of every and each student's study plan. Because that's a very important thing that you start to think about these things in the very beginning, at the start of your studies. And perhaps the biggest reasons for involving the faculties in departments in this is that they have a discipline-specific knowledge on the employment, career opportunities, jobs that you will step into when you graduate. They know about job market and they know and have the network connections to the employees and industry in your field of study, and of course the organizations in your field. So that's why we want this be a joint effort, this career counseling and guidance for the students. And then of course In Career Services, we have three major stakeholders. And the first one is, of course, your students. And we give you counseling, courses, and numeral services, as I described earlier. And then, of course, we do serve faculties. We give them information services. We provide them with career lectures and arrange CV workshop if they, for example, want to have one as part of their course offerings. We give the faculties internship assistance. And then last but not least, we, of course, keep up with the surrounding world. So we keep up the relations with the employers, with the industry experts, of course, with the alumni of our university, and so forth. That's the only way to offer you the contacts to the working life. And then I will discuss shortly about our career courses. You can, of course, find all the courses and their descriptions in SISU and in your study plans, but I will shortly go through what we offer. The first one is the career courses that give you information and tips on how to plan your career. They give you tips on how to connect to the professional network, how to boost your soft skills and all these things. This year, the career courses, all the career courses, we have one in Finnish, one in English, and one rather similar than this creating careers that is for the doctoral students. That's a bit more academic orientated, but practically the contents of the courses is the same. So we aim to give you understanding on the modern working life and its mechanisms. You can choose from about a dozen of expert lectures and decide which ones are relevant for you and your career plans. And as stated here, you choose six sessions, you write an essay on what you have learned. And information for this course can be found in SISU. And if you're interested, don't forget to enroll because enrollment is already open. Then we have another course where the students can already, during their studies, engage in a real working life project with the that they are doing for a real client. Students can apply to this course with their CVs, and from those CVs we choose the students just as would a real employer choose their employees. So the application round is open for this course. It will be arranged in spring, and here you have an opportunity to practice working life in a, should I say, a safe environment. Here you learn how to work with students from other disciplines. You get contacts, you get networks, you get the showcase for what you know about your skills that you used during this project. And then I will turn this microphone to Reija, and now she can tell you about the entrepreneurship studies.
Yes, thank you, Anu. So about entrepreneurship studies, something I didn't put in slides, but I will add it later, is that we in University of Jyväskylä have this thing called basic studies in entrepreneurship, which is 20 ECTS, and you can choose from all these entrepreneurship courses we offer for you in English. And I will put now the webpage link in chat. So if you want to see it, you can see it there while I speak. And then another thing, I already changed the organization of these slides, but can you just click two slides ahead at this point? So I will continue. Yeah, this is the right one. So I will start from here because I mentioned the basic studies in entrepreneurship. So as you see, we have this roadmap, and this roadmap has been built for this EduFutura collaboration. So the idea of these entrepreneurship studies is, as Anu already mentioned, we want to help you actually within entrepreneurship. It's not only about founding a firm, but it's as well helping you to find the job or to find the skills to create a job you want to use your skills in. So as you see in the bottom of this picture, there's this activation and inspiration. So these courses that we provide you in here are sort of idea competitions, entrepreneurship camps, entrepreneurial events, theme days, or something like common entrepreneurship studies that you will sort of get an idea of what is entrepreneurial thinking, how you can use your creativity in bringing your ideas forward and stuff like this. And then of course these basic courses in entrepreneurship, they are as well in this bottom line. But then the second phase is sort of projects and labs. So this team and client course Anu already mentioned, and I will tell you a bit about this Demola course as well. So these are examples of these project courses where you actually work with a real client. And then of course cooperatives and junior achievement companies, and learning by doing is in this phase. And then we have the startup factory, which I will tell you a bit more about, which have this idea to business course, and then business coaching for you to actually get your idea forward into a business, or if you already have a business and a business ID, so you can have actually credits from business coaching as well. And then if your business will really go further, so then we have this general pre-incubator and incubator as well in the startup factory. So there you can actually develop your business towards internationalization. But now let's go two slides backwards about the startup factory. So as I said, they provide actual business coaching, and dreams made real is the slogan here. And then you can put the slide forward. So the idea is coaching startups towards success, and as well giving students, researchers and faculty staff some ideas about what entrepreneurship is. And there's a spelling mistake, I see. But they have several different concepts of events where you can participate. So you can follow the startup factory, which says in Finnish is Yritys tehdas in Facebook. Main content is in Finnish, but actually this autumn they are trying to get more English contents there as well. And the same is with our university web pages. We are working with university communications in order to enhance those English pages as well. So you will find this autumn more information about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship courses in English as well. But now we can go two slides forward. Okay, so here is another project course, and how this is different from this team and client course, Anu already mentioned, Demola projects are more for people of the same mindset. So the projects are negotiated such as they might involve only students from business, or maybe only students from well-being sector, or they have a specific focus, the projects. But in team and client, the teams are actually multidisciplinary, and the focus is in understanding different mindsets, different viewpoints. But demo projects are as well slightly not as long as team and client projects. So if team and client course is like 3 months, so these Demola courses are more like 2 months. Okay, but then we will go forward to the next slide. And this is first about these incubators I mentioned about. So this is a slightly small text, but in the left side, there's this idea to business coaching and then actual business coaching. Now somebody is asking here about Demola application opening in January. Actually, you can check from Sisu. The Demola projects open quite fast. So I will put them open in Sisu when they come. But you can as well follow Demola web pages. Demola web pages in Yritystehdas, the startup factory. So you can also see the opening projects from there. And now there are actually 3 projects open already, but they are mainly for Finnish students. But you can, I think you could ask Katriina Lahtinen from Yritystehdas more information about the English projects or if you can participate if you are interested. So I will put the email address in here as well. Yes. So back to the slide. This idea of idea to business is a 10-week coaching program, and business coaching is if you already have a business and business ID. So then there a coach will be assigned to you, and they will take your business forward. It's a tailored 12-month coaching for just tailored for your business and the development. But we can see the next slide, so I will tell you a bit more about this idea to business pre-incubation. So as you see, the English version starts in 19th October, and you can check more from Sisu, maybe, because I think basically that link gives you Finnish information. And I will try to give you more information in English as well. And these slides that Anu will give you as well more information. But as I said, it's a 10-week program, and it basically goes through all the necessary topics that you need to know when you are like trying to make your idea into business. So you are actually creating a business plan and checking if your idea is actually feasible. And the coaches will give you feedback, and there will be other students with their own ideas, and you will have group discussions on the topics that you are going through.
And I will add more information about these courses in between the slides when I send these for you after the lecture.
Yes. And then the next slide. And there's the business coaching. So if you have already a business with a business ID, so then there will be this 12-month tailored coaching for you. And there the coach will help you to actually build your business towards internationalization or towards growth. So that's about it.
And now I've moved to CV workshops and counseling that Jari Penttilä provides, and Jari will probably tell us a little bit about statistics too.
Well, I think I will not tell about the statistics because we don't have enough time. But what I would like to tell you about CV workshops and CV counseling is that for some reason students don't emphasize CVs and application letters enough. When you are applying for a job, a CV, usually the employer wants you to send them CV and application letter. Many students emphasize a lot this letter, application letter, but they don't emphasize enough the CV. But the CV is the first impression that you give for the employer. So the first and first impressions are long lasting. And when students send me their CVs for feedback, they are usually not what I would expect them to be. So my advice for you is now take time to create a perfect CV. Take time to, you know, carefully think about what you write into it and what it looks like. If it, because if the employer doesn't like what he sees, he will not ask you to come for a job interview.
So how, Jari, then student can use your expertise on their CV? How can they get your help?
Yeah, so we have three kind of things that we offer for students. We have CV workshops where students, usually something like 20 students come, and they will read each other's CVs. So everyone will see different types of CVs and give feedback to other students. Then we have CV clinics where students have a 20 minutes counseling session with us. So you come there with your CV, we will read it and then give you feedback. And the third type of service is that you can actually send your CV and application letter to us by email, and we will send you feedback. So how to make those better.
Okay. But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, good. Then we can perhaps move on to the project collaboration we have with neighboring universities and universities internationally. But we have a bit short of time, so perhaps Reija, we will keep this short and we leave so that we can have time for questions too.
Yes, I will only tell you a little about this Fordham Alliance, but I saw that Kristen asked Jari something about the job prospects, but as Jari said, I think we don't have time for this, but because this is a question that we can maybe answer after this presentation, so maybe Jari can make himself familiar with the question and think about if there's a really, really short answer to the question. But okay, so Fordham project is about enhancing the mobility between six different universities. Do we have those universities in some slide mentioned?
Not at this point. They will be, but not at this point.
Yes.
So, because I tried to keep this short.
Yeah, we will add the slide in here. But so, yes, we can go forward because the idea is to tell you something about these functions. So basically these functions that can be interest for you are the company internships and then these volunteer projects. So if you want to read more, I just wrote a blog and I will add it in the discussion. So these projects can be initiated by the students, and if you go to the blog, you can actually find out how you can initiate your own idea and take it further within a Fordham Alliance civic engagement project. But then we can go forward.
Okay, and then it'll be about Realize project, but I think I will cut this short and we will go to the questions. So I'm unable, I'll stop the share and you can take a look at the Realize web pages from these slides when I'll send them to you. I'll stop share and we'll talk about the questions. Okay. Could you, Reija, help me with this, because I couldn't see the questions while I was showing, so you have probably more into this.
Yeah, well, there's only this one question where Jari is asked, can you talk briefly on what the job prospects are like for students not from EU countries? Are students who want to stay in Finland after the studies able to find employment that sponsors a work permit?
Well, I don't exactly understand what means sponsors a work permit. How it usually goes that the student finds a job. And if you are able to find a job in Finland, you are usually automatically given a work permit.
But yes, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't seen advertisements on jobs that sponsor you a work permit. It's something you have to do yourself. But if you are able to find a job here, of course you are able to start working here.
I think I have some information on this. Actually, in the Realize project that I almost skipped, we are aiming to enhance the employers in central Finland in giving them guidance in encouragement and stuff like that, and ways to find, for example, our international students so that they can employ international talent. But you can take a look at our project web pages. My role in this project is mostly on to keep in mind our international talent, our international students. So I'm aiming to enhance the knowledge and skill of the employers so that we can more and more employ our international students in central Finland and in other parts of the Finland, because I know that the road to the job and employment in Finland is a bit rough nowadays, but we are working on it very, very hard, actually.
Okay, well, then there's another question, and this goes to Jari as well. It's about statistics for alumni. So there's the question is like, hi, particularly from CEM, is there a statistics available for seniors who have passed out in last few years and part of alumni to help new students to find jobs? So is there any answer to this question, Jari?
I don't see that. I'm sorry, I don't see the question. Where is it?
The chat, if you can open the chat box. So then... But I think that this question could be that you could maybe email this to Jari and maybe he could answer you through email.
Yeah. Because we do have statistics on how our students are doing in the working life after studies. And some of that is available in our websites, but not all of it. So if you have specific questions concerning that, I can send you some material, but they are mostly in Finnish. So maybe I can translate something.
Yes. And then some other questions. Could you tell us something about the Edu Cluster Finland? Can students get involved in the activities of this project? Actually, we are not that aware of this Edu Cluster Finland, so you need to contact the ones that are. So Google and try to find out a person that could actually answer you. And then
I know that Edu Cluster has some students have been able to find a job and internships in Edu Cluster.
Yeah.
Because they're international organization.
Yes. And then, so in the US, for instance, firms prefer candidates who already have residency and do not hire internationals easily. But in Finland, not having a residence permit is not a disadvantage. And then again, do employers ask about your grade? These are good questions, and I can answer some, and then Anu and Jari can slightly, but we are slightly over time, so I hope that that's okay if we just shortly try to answer these questions. So usually in Finland, you can apply a job, and you can get a job if you have, as Jari said, if you have a good CV and you really apply, appeal to the employer. But of course, in Finland... many companies use Finnish, so the language barrier can be a disadvantage. But as Anu said, they are working with these issues in a Realize project.
And for the question about the grades, I should say that in general, the employers are in Finland are looking at your skills and your experiences in working life and not as much on the A, B's and C's as in the States. So it's made mainly about what you can and what you have studied, and it's about that you can show them that you have experience, that you perhaps have done the project. And we are not that much looking at the, how should I say, because of our traditions, we are not that much looking at the from which school you have graduated from or what are the grades, but we are more and more looking at your skills and your experience and for example, the study projects you have done. Those are probably the things that will catch the eye of the employers in Finland.
And many times they don't even want to see your grades when you go to job interview. But there is, I know that in some industries, like in banking and insurance industries, those are the ones that might be more interested into looking also your grades.
But of course, you have to understand that if the employer gets very many, many and numerous applications, then they will have to have some kind of criteria. And then the grades might come in question. So that we are not saying that grades don't matter, but I'm saying that probably not as much as is in States.
Yes, and now there are not any more questions, but if you have, so there you can see our contact details, and I think that we will thank you for listening.
Yes, and let's keep in contact, and if you have any questions, just send us email.
Yes.
I can't say that come visit because the situation now, but let's keep in contact.
And welcome in Finland.
Okay, thank you.